Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. You know what? I'm not even a therapist. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many others, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. God was there the first time we experienced depression. It wasn't a surprise to him. Nothing is a surprise to the one who stands outside of time, but it was a surprise to us. It was a surprise because before that depression, we couldn't remember a time when the future had seemed so insurmountably bleak and hidden. It was a surprise because the things we were interested in had lost their luster. It was a surprise because we stopped wanting to get out of bed and stopped wanting to take care of ourselves and stopped wanting to eat or started wanting to eat too much. Depression was a surprise, but God was there, and He wasn't surprised. He knows what we're made of, and He loves us. So when we got depressed for that first time, Jesus didn't stop intervening for us. The Holy Spirit did not depart from us. The Father didn't turn His face away. We weren't handed back over to the death we'd been purchased from through Christ's blood. No. We laid in our bed and wished it would swallow us whole, and God was still with us, the same as He'd always been. God was there the first time we had a panic attack. It wasn't a surprise to Him, but it was a surprise to us. It was a surprise because we didn't know that we could be that afraid. It was a surprise because one moment we were okay, and then the next moment we thought we were dying. It was a surprise because we didn't think that we were one of those people. A surprise because we didn't think that things were really so bad that our own mind and body would turn against us. That panic attack was a surprise, but God was there. And He wasn't surprised. He knows what we're made of, and He loves us. So when we had that first panic attack, Jesus didn't stop caring for us, and the Holy Spirit didn't stop moving in us, and the Father didn't turn His face away. We weren't destroyed. No, we took shallow breaths, and we clutched our chest, and God was still with us, the same as He'd always been. God was with us the first time we spoke with a mental health professional. He rejoiced when we first felt heard and understood. He rejoiced when we found healing from past hurts. He rejoiced when the medication we were prescribed started lifting the fog from our eyes so we could see Him rightly, and rejoiced when it granted us greater strength to engage in the work He'd given us to do. But He was also there when the therapy and medication did nothing to help. He mourned with us. When we've considered doing terrible things to ourselves, He mourned with us. When we'd lost all hope, He held on to our hope for us. When we felt hurt by Him, lacked trust in Him, cursed at Him, He didn't flinch in His devotion. He was faithful when we weren't. When we chose to self-medicate in ways that dishonored Him and His creation, He still loved us and didn't depart from us. We must remind ourselves that this nearness was purchased by the Son, Jesus. But don't be confused. The lie is, if it weren't for Jesus, God's love would be absent and all that would remain is pure rage and hatred towards us. Remember, it was the Father who sent Jesus to us. And Jesus told us that God so loved the world. And that love existed long before the cross. Jesus didn't save us so that God could stop being furious with us. Jesus redeemed us from death because God so desired to have us, to be near to us, His creation. So why would we imagine that He is ready to abandon us at the first sign of mental health trouble? Was Jesus' blood so cheaply spilt that God would forsake what was purchased by it because we failed to be self-sufficient? Think about these lies that we believe and how lame the enemy is in devising them. God is so remarkably made evident in the person and works and words of Jesus, Him, the light that came into the world, so that we would know that God was still with us, the same as He'd always been. Lord, remind us of Your nearness. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.